New Mayor elected. New Mayor elected and Service to Todmorden Awards presented. Todmorden Town Council's annual meeting and mayor making was held in the Town Hall on Wednesday the 17th of May. This special event in the town's civic calendar followed a slightly different format this year to reflect the current cost of living crisis. The annual meeting, which took place in the council chamber, saw the new mayor, Councillor Tyler Hanley, officially elected, alongside the new deputy mayor, Councillor Susan Press. Last year's mayor, Councillor Elizabeth Thorpe, her consort Paul Thorpe, and the deputy mayor, Councillor Tony Greenwood, were thanked for their service to Todmorden, and mayoral chains were exchanged. The new mayor presented the first award for individual service to Todmorden during the meeting. This award went to the late David Payne for his outstanding service as a scout leader in Todmorden over 40 years. David died in April, but his daughter Rachel Mellish and two sons, Jamie Payne and Paul Payne, accepted their father's award. The mayor read a moving citation about David, based on the words of members of the Calder Valley Explorer Scout Unit, who nominated David for the award. The second award was presented to an organisation. Disability Support Calderdale, CIC, was granted the award for the life-changing support and advocacy services it offers to residents of Todmorden with disabilities and long-term health conditions, in particular for their work assisting service users to claim benefits. Over the last 5 years, Disability Support Calderdale has helped to recoup more than £1.4 million of unclaimed benefits. The award was accepted on behalf of the organisation by David and Sarah Naylor. Joining the mayor on the night was the new mayoress, Anna Branigan, and the newly elected members of the town council. Councillor Hanley said, "I have chosen Empowered People as my mayoral charity for the year. This is a fantastic local organisation that uses the power of cycling to improve the health and well-being of adults with disabilities, promote their potential, and dispel public misconceptions about disability."